question that liberals often ask for the kind of conversation we have, which is, does America have the capacity for the kind of revolution that you're calling for? Wouldn't there first be a fascist revolution before there's a communist revolution? That is to say, there's more right-wing of soil in the country. So if you actually had a clash, it'd be more fascists than communists, and therefore the liberals say, you better hold on for the middle ground because we're the only thing standing between poor people and fascism. What do you say to such a
Well, I think there, on the one hand, that is a real danger.
Yes.
And there
yes.
is a real fascist movement in this country, and it has connections up to the highest levels of government in the Republican Party. It has backing from powerful forces within the ruling class of this country. So that's a real thing and shouldn't be ignored or underestimated. But the answer to it is not to try to, quote unquote, hold on to the middle ground, because the middle ground keeps getting shifted and dragged more and more to the right, so that the liberals start finding themselves compromising more and more with fascism in order to hold off fascism. And that is a recipe or a formula for disaster. What has to happen is we have to bring forward the force of people who suffer the most under this system and have the most reason to rise up against it, but also other people throughout the middle class and others, including the students, including the people in the intelligentsia, professionals and others, who may not yet be convinced of the need for revolution or may not feel that their life calls out for it in the same urgent way that people on the bottom of this society who catch hell, if you I want to use another metaphor like that, catch hell every day.
That's Malcolm. That's Malcolm X right there.
Right, that is. I openly acknowledge my debt to Malcolm on that one.
Prophetic Muslim. Yeah, no, right, go right ahead.
Yeah, I openly acknowledge that debt, yes. Catch hell every day under the system.
Right.
But, you know, there's also people in the middle class who may not be in that position, but who are outraged by a lot of the injustices and the things you're talking about, the wars, the environmental destruction, the use of the drones, which could kill, hundreds, if not thousands of civilians already in countries, on different continents already now. The bombing of Libya, which more people should have been outraged by, the U.S. and NATO bombing of Libya. But, the wars that have continued in Afghanistan and other places, there are many people who are upset about these things. But as long as they hold on to the notion that we better not say a peep about them because we might encourage the fascists, they're just going to allow things to get worse and worse. And then we could find ourselves in a situation where the form of rule over the people takes on an overtly and directly terroristic, fascistic form. But what's going on? Two things. We're not going to stop that by conciliating with it and by trying to rely on other sections of the ruling class, which are not going to resist it in the way it needs to be resisted, because they are representatives of the same system, and they have to work out their compromises with these fascist forces who are also part of the ruling structure. And second of all, the answer to it is revolution. The answer is not trying to preserve this system in some kind of form that would be a little less horrible than fascism.